Good morning. Welcome to the Community Connection. I'm Tom Levine. In the studio with me today, I have from Frontier Community College, Julie Bryant and Hayden McDuffie. How are you doing?
Good.
Neither one of you.
It's good to be here.
I've been talking to you for like 5 minutes now. And so now we're going to start. And all right. So what's coming up, Julie, that we need to know about?
We have a fundraiser through the Frontier Community College Foundation, and it is the office trivia night scheduled for Saturday, February 1st.
Okay. And now I just found this out last hour. There's a chili supper beforehand.
There is.
Kevin's Famous Chili.
It's Kevin's World Famous Chili. So okay. Trivia starts at 7, okay. And then the chili dinner will start at 6.
Okay.
And it is at the Fairfield Elks.
And we'll be following the Malone family secret recipe for the chili. So
okay.
Yeah.
All right. The Malone.
Yes.
Kevin Malone.
Yes. And we hope not to spill it.
If you don't understand, you clearly need to start watching The Office, right?
Yeah. Yes. There's still time. Okay.
There's still time. It's still on. You can still get it all in.
Yes.
And you'll enjoy nearly every minute of it.
Yes.
I think my favorite part of The Office is when Jim restarts his computer and gives Dwight a mint every time he restarts his computer.
Yeah. He Pavlovs him into needing a mint every time he hears the Windows startup music.
There you go. All right. We are going to talk about The Office. Trivia Night is coming up February 1st with Julie Bryant and Hayden McDuffie in just a few moments here on the Community Connection.
Here's Dave Ramsey with today's Ramsey Reality Check.
People who have wealth and keep wealth and build wealth have a long-term planning window, and they make decisions based on that. They buy a car based on that. People who are broke, they have a short planning window. If you're broke and you have a long-term planning window, you're starting to think like rich people. If you think and act like rich people, you get to become rich people. Hey, it's Dave Ramsey. Join us for the Dave Ramsey Show, weekdays at 4, right here on WFIW AM 1390 and 103.3 FM.
We are back on the Community Connection. We're talking to Julie Bryant and Hayden McDuffie from Frontier Community College. We're talking about the Office Trivia Party coming up on February 1st. That is Saturday. And Saturday, February 1st. And why The Office, Hayden? Is this your doing?
Well, I think it was actually Julie's idea.
Oh, okay.
To start with. And, the college hosted a Friends trivia night early on for just sort of some of the students there. And that was a pretty popular event. And so when we were trying to come up with a fundraiser idea, we liked the idea of a trivia night, and then theming it is a good way to zero in. And we thought, The Office has pretty good reach and a pretty large fan base, so we thought we'd tap into that.
Okay.
All right. Trivia nights go over very well at the Elks and in general in Fairfield, and we knew that would be an easy fundraiser to do and something that would draw a large crowd. So, and picking The Office, it kind of just makes it more fun for those who have watched the show. It's something that they can really test their knowledge in.
Well, yeah, you're getting your trivia contest in early because yours is February 1st, and then
yes.
I think 22nd is the Wayne City Trivia Night, and then ARF is the next weekend for Mardi Paws. So it'll warm people up.
Right.
All right. So who do you got to cook? Let's start with the beginning of the evening, the chili supper. Who's cooking the Malone family chili?
So Jason Musgrave has volunteered to cook the chili for us.
Okay.
And I've heard he's very good at that. So he's going to cook the chili. And we talked about, you know, having the Kevin's World Famous Chili. And at our last meeting with our planning committee, there are rumors that there will be three types of chili. One will be Kevin's World Famous Chili recipe, following the Malone family recipe. And then a mild recipe. And then we will have a spicy chili, which will be called Threat Level Midnight. So that is another reference to the show, and because not everybody likes their chili the same, and if you watch The Office, there is an episode where when Kevin makes chili, he talks about how all the
everybody will get to know each other in the pot.
Okay,
and but we won't spill it. It will be available at 6 o'clock with peanut butter sandwiches.
Peanut butter sandwiches. Are you gonna have like cheese and
yes, all Fritos. The toppings to go with it. And we're even going to make some peanut butter and dark Kiro syrup sandwiches, because some people like their sandwiches that way.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right.
That is apparently a favorite. So we will have both.
Okay. You will.
We're trying to meet all needs here.
Needs. Yeah. You open the gates wider.
You're right. Yes. Exactly.
More people can get in.
Yes.
All right. That will start at 6. Eating will be over. And trivia will start at 7 o'clock. Who's going to be the trivia master? Is that you, Hayden?
Yes.
You
may address me as such. No.
I am the master of trivia ceremonies. Yes.
Yeah, I will.
The king of all things.
Yeah, the poor decision was made to give me a microphone for the night, so I'm going to run with it.
Yes.
All right.
And we are in the process of picking out the questions for it. So.
Okay, so questions are not solidified yet.
We're working on it.
10 quizzes, 10 questions each, or
that's the plan.
Yes,
that's
10 rounds.
Okay. All right, and so this is my question: is each quiz going to be based on a character, or is it just going to be potpourri throughout? Or
we're going to try and theme the rounds, mm-hmm. So that you know you can kind of get in the headspace a little bit better. We haven't decided exactly what those themes are going to be, but like. There were a bunch of Christmas episodes, so we might have a Christmas round, or we might have like a round dedicated to Jim and Pam or something like that.
Right.
So we'll try to take major themes from the show and turn them into rounds of trivia questions.
Oh, okay. All right. So, Julie, are you studying up on your office, or do you need to study up on your office for them?
Studying up. I have been doing some research to put the trivia questions together, but it's not based on my own knowledge. I've been watching some of it. That is why I was happy to take on the duties of planning it, so that way, you know, my feelings aren't hurt if I can't participate in it.
Oh, okay. All right.
But we do have people on our committee that have been giving us insight on putting some of the details together with decorations and things that...
Right.
Since they're really good fans of the show, and then they are stepping aside for all the trivia, so they can still play.
When you said decorations, it popped into my head. Are you going to have staplers and Jell-O being served?
We have thought about it.
that's an adventurous undertaking, actually, because we've looked it up.
Encased in Jell-O,
and it's not as straightforward, as you would think. Just getting a stapler to fit into a Jell-O mold like that.
I don't think ours would be as pretty.
We are going to have some office-themed decorations.
Yes.
And one of those is the terrible birthday party that gets thrown for Kelly with the brown and gray and beige partially inflated balloons. So we'll have some of that.
And the banner that says, banner. It is your birthday.
Yeah, we have a banner that says, It is trivia night or something like that. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
How about a frozen cat named Sprinkles?
Okay. I don't think we can get that.
Yeah.
All right, we are talking Trivia Night. It is February 1st. It benefits the foundation, right?
It is going to benefit the Adult Volunteer Literacy Project that is run by our adult education program. And then the other half will go towards a Student Appreciation Day in the spring.
All right. It is coming up February 1st. It's at the Elks Club in Fairfield. We'll be back with Julie and Hayden in just a few moments. Stay tuned here to WFIW.
Mike Greith here. Join me weekdays at 7:10 in the morning and 12:10 right before the new news for Talk Isn't Always Cheap, an opinion commentary about my perspective on the news of the day. It could be insight about federal or state policy or local matters. It's also posted on WFIWradio.com. Talk Isn't Always Cheap, weekdays on the station listened to, not just heard, 104.9 WFIW.
We are back on the Community Connection. We are talking to Hayden McDuffie and Julie Bryant from Frontier Community College. We are talking about the Office Trivia Night coming up on February 1st. It starts with chili at 6 o'clock, and the trivia will start at 7. All right, let's talk about teams. What are we thinking teams? 8 people on a team?
Yes, you can have up to 8. The cost to participate is $100 per team.
Okay, it's pretty much standard trivia rules. Huh?
Yes.
Okay, will there be... will you be selling freebies?
No. We talked about that, but it gets kind of complicated, and we kind of thought some people that are true fans of the show, they may not like that because, you know, they want to show how much they actually know. So we're not going to do that.
Okay. No freebies. So you have to know your trivia.
Yeah, you will rely only on your pure office knowledge.
Yes.
Okay.
So come prepared.
Okay. Be office ready.
Yeah.
Yes.
Now, also, along with the office trivia, there is a costume contest. Is that right?
Yes. We're doing a dress-up contest, and there's going to be three categories. So there's best individual, best duo, and best group. So you have the opportunity to do something on your own, or you can even do something as your whole table for the best group.
Okay.
Those are the three categories, and we'll be judging those sometime around halfway through trivia night.
Right.
After the fourth or fifth round, and we'll be awarding Dundies to the winners for each of those categories.
The Dunder Mifflin Scranton Division.
Yes.
Dundies.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
The highest honor that we can bestow on you.
And they won't be awarded at Chili's later. They'll be...
Right, yeah.
Just at the Elks.
Just at the Elks Club. Okay. I guess people who don't watch the show are just at a loss as to who Kevin Malone is and
what a Dundee.
And who is Michael Scott and why is his movie called Threat Level Midnight?
Yes. But there is still time to catch up and learn all that before trivia night.
Are you going to have space for people to come in and just watch the hilarity ensue?
We have had people ask about that, if they can just watch because they don't know enough about the show, but they think it'd be entertaining.
Oh, okay.
So we're actually just doing the typical, you know, you do it like buy a table, so for $100.
Okay.
So, yeah, you can still come and watch even if you're not that great.
All right.
Have to have a table.
And Hayden, is this all U.S. office, not the British office?
Well, I think we talked a little bit about including some from the U.K. office, but it'll probably focus on the U.S. office.
Okay.
You might get a rare question here and there from the U.K. office. I'm not going to totally rule it out yet. but, no, a lot of people didn't see it, I think, the U.K. office.
Okay.
And it was. The U.S. office is the one we're more familiar with. Mm-hmm. And we won the war, so
you
know, it's going to be about the U.S.
We have
office.
More episodes.
Right.
So let's talk about your favorite. Let me just ask you this, Julie. Your favorite Michael Scott moment on The Office?
I would say one of my favorite... I mean, it would count as Michael Scott, but in general, is the CPR scene. It's like probably my favorite of all time. And that's one of those that I can watch the clip because it's shared all the time on Facebook, and it is one of my favorites. So
okay,
that's probably, okay. I don't know. I like that one a lot.
Hayden, what do you think?
I think it's from the same episode, and it, for me, kills me every time. But when they're at headquarters in New York... And they're sitting there being reprimanded, and you know they tell Michael they have to pay $3,500 to replace the dummy, and he goes $5,300 for a dummy. That joke kills me every time. He just flipped the numbers. He just was a little bit dyslexic or whatever there.
Right.
But oh my gosh, it kills me. I have to pause it when that. And I try to work that into casual conversation all the time, just casually misunderstanding people and getting two things turned around, because I think that joke... I love The Office for those small jokes like that, and that one absolutely kills me.
Okay.
Another one I love is when he's about to propose to Holly, and he's got the gas can, and he's trying to ride out his proposal in the parking lot.
Right.
And Pam gets out there and stops him.
Okay.
The Dundies are also one of my favorite episodes.
Mine.
What about let's talk about Dwight, the beet farmer / salesman. What's your favorite Dwight moment?
I love when Jim has made it look like he's wrapped up his desk. And then Dwight's like, ha ha, very funny. That's going to take me like 4 seconds to unwrap. And then he throws his briefcase on top of it and it just collapses. And it just looked like the shape of his desk.
Okay.
I don't watch the show as much as Hayden has, so I can't it's hard for me to think of my favorite moments.
See, here's why I'm asking. See, if I ask the questions, I know what your favorite episodes are, and then I can study those
yeah,
episodes.
Yeah, get a beat on
those.
Yeah,
get a beat on the question.
I understand. Yeah, it's smart. Right. It's smart.
So, Dwight.
That's hard to say. There's a lot.
You know, when he was trying to prove that Angela's baby was actually his.
Or, I mean, I was watching not too long ago the episode about where there was a half-smoked joint found in the parking lot.
Yeah.
And so then he goes on this, like, investigation in the
goes
office.
Full volunteer.
Yeah. Dresses up like a
drug
cop.
Department.
Yes. That's a good one. I was just watching that one.
All right. We will be back in just a few moments. We are talking about The Office Trivia Night coming up February 1st at the Fairfield Elks with Julie Bryant and Hayden McDuffie.
Want a $100 bill? Hey, $100 bill, who can
every weekday morning at 7:50 and Saturday morning at 8, it's Auction Time. Auction Time tells you about the unique items on the block in the region. We give you the headline items during the week and then actually get into details with the auctioneers on Saturday morning. Auction Time, weekdays at 7:50 and again on Saturday morning at 8 on the station listen to, not just heard, WFIW and WFIWradio.com.
We are back on the Community Connection. We're talking to Hayden McDuffie and Julie Bryan from Frontier Community College, and we're talking about the Office Trivia Night coming up on February 1st, at starting at 6 with chili supper at the Fairfield Elks Lodge. All right, and trivia starts at 7. So, let's see. Who's your favorite character of all of the characters in The Office, Julie? I'm better defining what the questions might be.
I guess Dwight would probably be my favorite, the one that I think is the funniest. Okay. I also really like Meredith and Creed. It's like, I would say like one of my favorites is almost all the supporting actors.
Right.
I love all the Creed moments.
Because Creed is not in there very often, but when he says something, you have to listen to it because it's guaranteed to be insane.
Yes. And when you watch the bloopers, the funny thing is he's really not that different of a person. He keeps like the same tone throughout all of it.
The cast members say that in interviews. They're like, which cast member is most like their character? And they all are like Creed, hands down.
Yes.
Which is scary. Amazing.
Scary.
Yeah.
And I watched Dancing with the Stars this fall, and Kate Flannery, who plays Meredith on the show,
right.
She was one of the contestants, and it was so funny to watch her because she's like totally different in person and on the show
right.
than she was playing Meredith. And she talked about that a lot, just, you know, how she got that role in the first place.
Right.
And this is hilarious, all the things she did with her character.
All right. Who's your favorite character?
I think my favorite, like purely as a character, just how he's handled in the show, is Toby.
Oh, yeah.
Because he's just such a nice dude and like caring, and he's just a normal guy, and Michael just hates him. And it's just so funny. I think that's hilarious. He can't catch a break. I also love Oscar because, again, most of the time he's like a normal dude, and he prides himself as being like one of the normal people in the office, but then like he gets caught up in the antics sometimes too. So I just love those.
Okay. What's your opinion on Kelly?
Not a fan.
I don't think I'd last long in an office environment with Kelly.
With Kelly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's so weird. Cause I know a couple Kellys out there.
I never thought her lines were that funny either. I never thought she was a humorous character. And actually, that brings up something that we're going to be doing in between the trivia rounds.
Oh, okay.
We will be administering polls and putting it up on a screen for the audience to vote.
Oh,
so
okay.
We're putting together some questions. Like, for example, who's your favorite character? And we'll have a list of characters up there, and then people can text in their response, and we'll kind of see the majority answer is among.
Just as a way to, like, pass time between rounds instead of just waiting on us to tabulate scores.
Favorite office couple, favorite opening scene.
Right.
Things like that.
Okay. So the questions will be pretty straightforward from The Office. You haven't thought of any trick questions yet, have you? You're not expecting any trick questions. You're not expecting anybody to boycott a question.
I don't think so. We've also got Jeff on to help us fact check some of these because...
Because he'll be calling a game that night and can't attend.
Yeah. Unfortunately, okay. Cannot be a participant, so...
Okay, so let's talk prizes now. So Dundies will be for apparel.
Yes.
Okay.
And then first place for the trivia contest will receive $200.
$200.
Team will get $200. And then second place will be $100. And third place will be an office-related prize.
An office-related prize.
Yes.
Okay. Is there something you wanted to get for the trivia contest that you didn't quite get? Was there something that you were like, oh, it'd be great if we could do this?
There were some things I think we wanted to create for the table decorations, but just didn't really have the time or the supplies.
Are you going to have teams decorate their own tables? Or
we talked about that. We entertained that idea, but we ended up picking a couple themes, and we're going to have – there should be about 20 tables there.
Okay.
And so we're going to be doing a couple different themes.
Okay.
Which is why we kind of integrated the costume, the dress-up idea, so they can still
– still win.
Contribute some way, yeah, for that. We talked about trying to integrate, like, clips and stuff from the show to do it. And then do questions about them, but we decided we're going to err on the side of the less technology, the better. Even though we're all fairly technology savvy, we just don't want that to ruin the night or something. So
decided to keep it simple.
Yes, exactly.
Oh, okay. All right. How has the response been so far to the trivia contest? Have you got teams signing up?
We do. We have about, I think we've got at least 8 teams pre-registered so far. Okay. And pre-registration is not a requirement, but it does help us out to kind of have an idea where we're at with the amount of teams and maybe expecting a crowd for chili dinner. If you want to pre-register, if you go on the Facebook event page, which can be found, you can just type in the Office Trivia Night, and it's hosted by the Frontier Foundation and then the Frontier Community College page.
Okay.
And there's a link to a Google form, and all we ask is how many people will be on your team that you think, and then a team name. And that's another way that teams can get creative, is some sort of line from the show or something as a reference for their
team.
And
we've had some good ones so far.
Okay. Yeah. We've been looking them over.
That's what she said.
There you go.
All right. You didn't think we were going to...
No, no. I wondered. I knew the clock was ticking, so I thought, it's time.
Okay. All right. It is the Office Trivia Night on February 1st. It's sponsored by...
The Frontier Community College Foundation.
Okay. And the proceeds go to adult literacy, right?
And a student appreciation day that we'll hold for our students later in the spring.
Okay. All right. It's $100 for a team of up to 8, and you can pre-register by going to the Facebook page, The Office Trivia Night, and anything else?
That's it.
Come out. Have a good time. It'll be fun.
Chili at 6.
Dress chili up. At 6.
Malone's famous.
Yes.
Family chili.
Yes.
And all right. Thanks for being my guest today.
Yeah. Thanks for having us.
No problem, Julie. Thanks, Hayden. We'll see you at the trivia night.